And good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Governor Robert Bentley says a special session in Montgomery is still a possibility if it creates more jobs. The governor says he will only call one if there is a clear plan for the session. Bentley says, however, one may be necessary because the state will soon need funding to provide more incentives to bring businesses to the state.
We have to get working with our legislature. We always have to work together and work with the leadership, and we're doing that. So we get together with them, and we come up with an incentive plan. We need that at the present time. We're almost at the end of the cycle of what we've been using over the last 10 or 12 years, our capital investment funds.
Bentley says the Education Trust Fund will not be tapped. Alabama has been able to get large companies like Airbus. Bentley would like to see the suppliers for those companies come here as well. And we thank WVUA-TV for their production assistance. Some Tuskegee University students are still trying to make their way home from Africa. A half dozen students are stuck in Liberia for another week due to travel concerns regarding the outbreak of the Ebola virus. Edward Brown is chief of staff for the president of Tuskegee University. He says the students aren't in any danger and were only impacted by the outbreak when it affected their travel plans.
Our students are aware of the outbreak, in particular since their flight with British Airways was canceled the other day. We have since been able to get them reservations on another British Airways flight that they'll be flying from Accra, Ghana, to the United States.
The students are expected to fly out on the 17th and return to the United States the following day. The students were in Liberia this summer serving as mentors of African Methodist Episcopal University in Monrovia. Alabama's summer boating season is at its height, and the Coast Guard wants everyone to be safe. The Perdido Bay Power Squadron will host a boating safety course tomorrow at the Coleman Factory Outlet in Foley. The course will meet requirements for an Alabama boating operator license. Richard Carson is an instructor for the Perdido Bay Power Squadron. He says some of the courses are filled with young beginners to adults who want to continue boating.
So most of our younger students are in that group. They can operate a boat when they're 12 years old with an adult. However, when they're 14, they become eligible for an independent operator's license. In my last class, there was an 80-year-old that said, "I just want to get back into boating."
The minimum age to attend the class is 12. Individuals under 16 must be accompanied by an adult. There's a $50 fee, which includes lunch. And now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Expect the risk of scattered showers and storms on this Friday, primarily after lunch, and it's not going to rain all day. Some spots will actually stay rain-free and hot. Look for the risk of rain to bump up just a touch over the weekend to about 50% at your house. Now, it's not going to rain all day. Storms will be scattered, so most of the day will actually be rain-free for Saturday, Sunday. Daytime highs in the low 90s, lows in the low 70s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.